This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing in Mishnah Brurin. Daf HaShavua, Mesach Ksubas. Meseches Ksubas. Daf Chaf Hei. How do you remember it's Daf Chaf Hei? Because since it's Purim time, the Kriyas HaTorah is Tetzaveh about Chanukah. So too, it's Daf Chaf Hei, the 25th day of Kislev, for the week of Purim. That's how you remember it. That's how I remember things. Okay. The Gemara is discussing whether Malan Menesias Kapayim Liyochsin. And the Gemara brought the situation where in the times of Nehemiah, you had Jews who returned from the Golos, who they were accustomed to eating Truma in Chutz La'aretz, and now they were looking for their Ksav Yichus, and they couldn't find it, and they were disqualified from Kuhuna. And Nehemiah said to them that they cannot eat from Kodshim until Mashiach comes. But they were allowed to continue eating Truma as they ate in the Golos. So the question is, what good is it that they can't eat kachim? But if malin mitruma liyuchsin, or malin minasias kapayin liyuchsin, then we're just going to bring them up for yuchsin. So the Gemara says, well, this is a situation where we would never be malin minasias kapayin liyuchsin, because their chazaka is weakened from the fact that they are not eating kachim. So says the Gemara, Velamai Gedoyla Chazaka. What is Gedoyla Chazaka exactly? What's Gedoyla Chazaka? The Braisa didn't say we follow Chazaka. The Braisa says Chazaka is great. In what way is Chazaka great? What's so great about Chazaka? They were eating Truma and they are going to continue to eat Truma. Velamai Gedoyla Chazaka. Says Gemara, Meikara Achal B'Truma Drabanan. At first they ate rabbinic truma, and v'hashta achal b'truma d'oraisa. Now they're eating biblical truma. In the galus, there's no biblical truma, because whatever is taloi ba'aretz is only noheges in Eretz Yisrael. So it used to be they ate truma d'rabbana, now they even eat truma d'oraisa. That's how we see Gedoyla Chazaka, because the Chazaka actually allows them to do something that they couldn't do before. The Boy Seiman, if you want, you could say, Hashtanami b'tshuma d'rabbanon achal, b'tshuma d'araisa lo yachal. Could be even now, they can only eat tshuma d'rabbanon, and they can't eat tshuma d'araisa. And v'chi maskinon mitshuma liyochsin, b'tshuma d'oraisa, b'tshuma d'rabbanan loy maskinan. And when are we bringing up from truma for yochsin, that's only truma d'oraisa, truma d'rabbanan we would never bring up. Again, what the Gemara is saying is really malin mitshuma liyochsin. The first answer of why we don't have to worry about it over here is because of Re'ah Chazake. Or you could say, even without Re'ah Chazkase, even if without the fact that the Chazaka is weak, we're not worried of Malan Mitshuma Liyuchsin, because we're talking about Shuma D'Rabbanan. And Shuma D'Rabbanan, we're never Malan Mitshuma Liyuchsin. V'chi maskinu Mitshuma Liyuchsin, but Shuma D'Oraisa. Only biblical Shuma. But Shuma D'Rabbanan, loy maskinan. Says Gemara, V'elamai G'doy L'Chazaka. In what way is Chazaka great? The Afa gav the ikal migzar mishum truma d'oraisa. It's true, they used to be eating truma d'rabbanan, and now they're still eating truma d'rabbanan. So how is Chazaka great? They're just continuing to do what they always did. The answer is no, they're not. Actually, they've been upgraded, because originally they ate truma d'rabbanan when there was no concern that they might come to eat truma d'oraisa. Now, even though you might think if we allow them to continue to eat Shuma Dravan, they're going to come to eat Shuma Dairaisa, we're not worried. So the Gemara asks, really? They can't eat Shuma Dairaisa? Uva Shuma Dairaisa loy achal? It's Chuma d'Oraisa. They're not eating? But we're going to prove now that they are eating Chuma d'Oraisa. V'haksiv, but the pasuk says in Ezra, Asher lo yoichlu mikodesh hakadoshim. They're not eating of the Holy of Holies. Mikodesh hakadoshim hu d'Oraisa. They're not eating of the Holy of Holies. But Chuma d'Oraisa achal. But they are eating Chuma d'Oraisa. So they're not eating kachim, but they are eating chuma. Says the Gemara, hachikamer. This is what it means to say. You know what it means? They don't eat kodesh hakodeshim. Loi v'midi de'ikri kodesh. They're not eating that which is called kodesh. What is called kodesh? D'chziv v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. It says that every zar should not eat kodesh. Kodesh is chuma. The pasuk is talking about chuma. Because as Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Uba Hashemesh v'taher v'achal yoichal min hakadoshim." That's talking about truma. V'loy m'midi de'ikri kadoshim, and they can't eat that which is called kadoshim. What is kadoshim? The chsiv, ubas koyin, and the daughter of a koyin kisiyah le'ishzar, who will be to a foreign man. He b'trumas hakadoshim loisaychal. It cannot eat trumas hakadoshim. What is Chumas HaKadoshim? V'amar mar, bimuram min HaKadoshim. That which is lifted up and raised up from Kadoshim, lo yisaychal, he cannot eat. So you can't eat that which is taken from Kadoshim. Even Rashi says, the chaz of a shaik, of a shlamim, that it could be eaten by the wives of Kohanim, they can't eat. So, the bottom line is that Gedoyla Chazaka is, even though we don't even allow them to eat regular truma now, but there's still an illustration of the strength of Chazaka, namely in the fact that beforehand it was not relevant to make a Gzera Atu Truma Dairaisa, but now, even though you would think don't allow them to eat Truma Drabana because they may come to eat Truma Dairaisa, we still continue to allow them to eat Chuma Drabanan. The Pasuk implies they could eat Chuma? No. The Pasuk, we could darshan, they cannot eat Chuma D'Oraisa. Okay, Tashma, come in here. We're still trying to ascertain whether we could be Mala from the Siyas Kapayim to Yuchsin. Tashma, Chazaka Likuhuna, Nesias Kapayim Bibavel. You know what is a presumptive status for kahuna? Nesias kapayim bebavel. If you see somebody duchening in Bavel, you could testify about him in any place that he's a kohen, and you could assume that he's a kohen. Why in Bavel? In Bavel, there's a yeshiva and there's a bezin which is kavua, and they will check those who duchen. However, if those who eat challah, Rashi says, or truma, it's not a chazaka for kahuna, because chutz la'aretz, truma and challah is only drabanan, according to this opinion. So Nesias Kapayim establishes a chazaka for kahuna in Bavel. Va'achilas challah b'Surya, and eating challah in Syria. Surya is Aram Tsoiva. David conquered it, and he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. This Tana holds, what David did to Surya is called Kibush Yachid, Rashi says. This Tana holds, Kibush Yachid is a Kibush. And the Chala and the Chuma of Surya is Dairaisa. Presumably, if Achilas Chala in Surya is a Chazaka for Kuhuna, so too is Achilas Chuma. V'chiluk matanois bekrachin, and someone who takes the matnas kahuna, the arm, the foreleg of the animal, the jaw of the animal, which, by the way, these are the matnas kahuna. Now, a zar, a non-kohen, who takes them, there's no isser, there's no avera of eating something which is forbidden. He's just stealing, because he's not allowed he's not entitled to it. But there's no isser, per se, of a zar taking matnas kahuna. And if you take the matnas kahuna bikrachin in the big cities, since it's a place of marketplaces and there are a lot of wayfarers and passerbys, if you would not be a kohen, you would not have the audacity to take the matnas kuhuna. So chiluk matanos bekrachen. Bottom line is katani mias. It taught, however, nesias kapayim duchening. My love leyochsin. Isn't it not even for yochsin that when we say nesias kapayim is chazaka? Isn't it not for yochsin? Says Gemara loy lechruma. Nesias kapayim is not a chazaka for yochsin; it's rather a chazaka to allow him to eat truma, but not for yochsin. Meaning, if we see someone duchen in Bavel or eating challah in Syria, and we testify about him in Eretz Yisrael, we could allow him to eat truma, but not for yochsin. Says Gemara, really? But doesn't it say it in the same context of saying achilas chala is a chazaka for kuhuna? Now, achilas chala cannot be a chazaka to eat truma, because chala and truma are synonymous. They're basically the same thing. V'hadumya d'achilas chala katani. Didn't it say it similar to achilas chala? Ma achilas chala liyochsin. Just like achilas chala is for yochsin, because it's not for truma, because challah and truma are synonymous, af nesias kapayim liyuchsin, so to duchening has to be for yuchsin. Because you could technically learn nesias kapayim is for truma, but challah cannot be learned for truma, and it says it's similar to challah. So the Gemara says, no, achilas challah gufa l'truma. No, eating challah is also a chazaka for truma itself. Well, now, why would that be? Challah and truma are synonymous. So Gemara says, no. Kasavar, this tana holds. Challah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Challah nowadays is rabbinic. U'truma d'araisa. And truma is biblical. U'maskinon mechallah d'rabbanan l'truma d'araisa. And we bring up from challah, which is rabbinic, to truma, which is d'araisa. Now, why would challah be d'rabbanan and truma be d'araisa? How could you split challah from truma? They're both basically a type of truma. Challah is a portion you give from the dough to the kohen. It's basically a form of truma. So why would challah be drabanan and truma be d'araisa? So we're going to see on the bottom of the page, ukeda apich luhu Rav Huna braved Rav Yeshua l'rabanan. Like Rav Huna braved Rav Yeshua, flipped it around for the rabanan. So if you wanted to know where is there a remes to Purim on Daf Chafei, we have v'nahapichu over here where Rav Huna the Rabbi Yeshua was mahapich the dinim of challah and truma. Okay, good? Okay, weiter. So again, we're trying to establish what is the role of nesias kapayim and in terms of establishing someone as a kohen. Can we be maleh from duchening? Again, the Gemara in Chavdal and Amud Beis said a svara that maybe duchening is a very good raya that someone's a kohen, even though, as mentioned, if a zar duchens, he's not violating more than an isser aseh of kohes avarchu, but nevertheless, it's a very public thing. And one would not have the audacity to publicly duchen and, you know, go in the tzibur with the funny hands unless he's really a kohen. I mean, that's pretty brazen to step up there, and everyone says, shkoyach kohen, shkoyach kohen, and the guy says, baruch tia, baruch tia. And the guy is a Yisrael his whole life. I mean, that's the biggest scam in the world. So he would not pull that off. The Gemara has a tzad, unless he's really a kohen. But now we're continuing to analyze whether malin menesias kapayim liyochsin. Tashma, chazoka likuhuna nesias kapayim. V'chiluk granois be'eretz Yisrael. A chazaka for kuhuna is duchening and giving out truma in Eretz Yisrael. Why in Eretz Yisrael? Because there are Bezdin Kavuin in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to check the status of someone who's a kohen and giving out truma. And Rashi says at this point in time, the Gemara assumes that truma b'zman hazeh d'oraisa, and since it's avoin misa, there are those who bring up from truma to yochsin. Uvesuria, and in Surya. And in Surya, uvechol makam sheshluchei Rosh Chodesh magin, in any place that the agents, the shluchim of Rosh Chodesh reach, there, so that means bezdin are kavuin. Rashi says anyone within a 15-day radius, 15-day travel of Eretz Yisrael, there we say nesias kapayim raya, duchening would indicate that someone is a kohen, avoloi chiluk granois, but not giving out shuma. Rashi says nesias kapayim is a raya because bezdin is kavuasham, because they're mekabel the shlichos hachodesh of the bezdin agado. But chiluk granois is not a raya because their truma is not doiraisa. And even in Surya, this Tana holds kibush yachid loishmai kibush. Even though we had earlier, there was a Tana who hold kibush yachid shmei kibush. Where achilas chala was a chazaka in the earlier Tana for kuhuna, here we say achilas truma is not. Okay, because this Tana holds kibush yachid loishmai kibush. Ubavel kisuria. Babylon is like Syria, meaning nesias kapayim is araya, benachil granos. Rav Shem Gamliel oimer af Alexandria shel Mitzrayim barishayna. Even Alexandria shel Mitzrayim originally, we would say that Nesias Kapayim is a chazaka for Kehuna. Why? Mimnesha Bezdin Kavua in Sham, because Bezdin was Kavua there. Bottom line is, what does this Braisa say? Katani Mias, Nesias Kapayim. That Duchening establishes a chazaka for Kehuna. My love, Li Yochsin, is it not for Yochsin? My lovely Yochsin, isn't it establishing a chazaka for kahuna regarding Yochsin? No, says the Gemara, loy lechala. It's establishing a chazaka for kahuna for chala. For chala? But it says, let's see the lashon of the Braisa again. It says, chazaka lekahuna nesias kapayim v'chiluk granois be'eretz Yisrael. That chazaka is either duchening or giving out truma. So you're telling me that the chazaka of nesias kapayim is for chala, but the chazaka of truma is not for chala. Hadom yad chiluk granos katani. Ma chiluk granos liyochsin. Truma obviously is for yochsin. Av nesias kapayim liyochsin. Says Gemara, no. Chiluk granos gufa lechala. Giving out the truma is a chazaka for chala. The opposite of what we said earlier, where chala was a chazaka for truma, now we're saying truma is a chazaka for chala. Why? Because our truma was on the drabbanim chala day raisa, umaskinim the truma drabbanim chala day raisa, ukid ashkechinu Rav Huna braid Rav Shul drabbanim, like Rav Huna braid Rav Shul found that the drabbanim held. Meaning basically we have two braisas, and we're playing the game on both ends. So if necessary, you could say truma is drabanan and chala is dairaisa. That's the opinion of the rabbanan. Or if necessary, you could say truma is drabanan and chala is dairaisa. You could split the din of truma and chala, and you could say one is drabanan and one is dairaisa. And in fact, there's a machloikus rabbanan and Rav Huna b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua regarding which is the Rabbanan and which is the Iraisa. So now let's see, why would there be a chiluk between the status of Truma and the status of Chala? The Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, Ashkechatinu l'Rabbanan b'Bei Rav. I found the rabbis in the Beis Medrash. The Yasi, they were sitting, the Ka'amri, and they were saying, Afilu l'man d'amar truma b'zman hazeh d'rabanan. Even according to the opinion that truma b'zman hazeh d'rabanan, chala d'oraisa. Chala d'oraisa. Even those who hold that Chuma was not a Zaz Rabbanan, Chala would be Dairaisa. Why? I mean, just let's stop and think for a moment. They're all Matnas Kahuna. They're all a portion of something. Why would one be different? The answer is going to be the Lashon of the Pasuk that talks about the mitzvah being chal upon entry to Eretz Yisrael. There's a different phraseology by Chuma than there is by Chala. Sha'arei Zayin Shekivshu V'Zayin Shechalku Nischayavu B'Chala. Because the 7 years of conquer and dividing Eretz Yisrael, they were Chayiv and Chala. V'loi Nischayavu B'Chuma. They were not yet Chayiv and Chuma. Now, why would that be? Why were they chayiv and chala? Look at Rashi. Rashi is about 10 lines from the bottom. They're chayiv and chala because by chala it says bevayachem al ha'aretz, and in the Sefri we learned, usually it says ki savayu, ki yiviyacha. Here it says bevayachem. Bevayachem implies just enter the land and you're immediately chayiv. Just merely enter the land. So chala, they were chayiv immediately. Chuma, they were not. Truma, they were not chayiv until they conquered it. Why? Because here it says like this. Even according to Mandamar, Truma Bizman Aziz Drabanon, Chala's Dairaisa, the years of conquer and divide, they were Chayiv in Chala, but they were not Chayiv in Truma, because there it says, Ki Savoyu. Ki Savoyu. Ki Savoyu implies they had to fully come into the land with conquer and divide. So therefore, like this, Chala would be Dairaisa, because it's not really dependent on ownership and conquering and taking possession of Eretz Yisrael. So bizman hazeh, when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, chala would still be the Iraisa, even bizman hazeh, and Shuma would be the Rabbanon. That is what the Rabbanon held, and that's how the Gemara is interpreting the last Braisa, that were masik from Chuma Drabanon to Chala Dairaisa. And Rabbi Huna, Braid Rabbi Shua, flipped it on its head. He said just the opposite. Chala Bizman Azez Drabanon, Chuma's Dairaisa. The Amino Luhu Ana, and I said to the Rabbanon, Adaraba, Afilu Lamanda Omar, Chuma Bizman Azez Dairaisa, Chala Drabanon. Even according to opinion, Chuma Bizman Azez Dairaisa, Chala would be midrabanan. Why? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Bivayachem el Haaretz. It says by Chala, Bivayachem. You know what Bivayachem teaches me? E Bivayachem Yacham Mishinech Nesula. Now, I think we have to change the Gersa here. Not that I'm a professional Gersa changer, but I think we do. E Bivayachem. If it would just say Bivayachem, I'm not sure what it means, I Bivayachem. It does say Bivayachem. But you may have thought that if, I think it should say I Kisavoyu. I don't know why nobody makes that change. You have a Oiz Vahadar Gemara? Does anybody change the Gersa to I Kisavayu? I think you have to read it that way. Had it not said Bivayachem, I would think all you need is when two or three people enter the land, Yechayiv and Chala. Talmud Loimer, Bivayachem, Bivayachem, your entrance, Bivias Kulchem Amarti, Bivoy Bivias Mektsaschem. In order to be Chala, Chayiv and Chala, you need the majority of the people to enter Eretz Yisrael. However, for Truma, all you need is entrance. For Chala, you need the majority entrance. You need the majority of the Jewish people to enter. Look at the bottom Rashi, V'halchi Perushai. Kivan Deshina HaKasav Biyazu. Since the Torah deviated when writing about this coming, and didn't write Kisavayo. That's why I think the Gersa should be E Kisavayo. Yachal Mishenichasa La Meraglim. So therefore, V'loy B'viyachs Miktsaschem, V'chi Asakinu Ezra, when Ezra went up, Lav Kulu Salik, not everybody came. We know that about 42,000 Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Ruban Nisharu B'Bavel, most Jews remained in Bavel, K'techsev Kol HaKol Ke'echad Arba Ribo. Only about 40,000 Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. I'm very happy to learn this pasuk because I was choshed Art Scroll B'Chsherim. How so? I was somewhere today and all they had was a stone chumash. So I looked at the stone chumash and there it says in the commentary, the five lines of commentary on Megillas Esther, that in the times of the Megillah, after the Purim story, only 40,000 Jews returned. But I thought the number was like 42,000. The answer is there is a pasuk in Tanakh that gives a very general estimated figure, and that's the pasuk that Rashi quotes. And hence the stone chumash is right in saying 40,000, even though it was about 42,000, there is a pasuk in Tanakh that just sort of rounds it off to 40,000. So chala would be chala, it would only be drabanan. Why? Because you need the majority of Jews to be in Eretz Yisrael to be chayv and chala dairaisa. But truma just says kisavayu. Kisavayu is when you're there. If you're there, it's dairaisa. Chala, you need the majority of Jews. By the way, the Sefer HaChinuch learns that also for binyan beis hamikdash, you need the majority of the Jews to return to Eretz Yisrael. So how did they build the Beis HaMikdash in times of Bayis Sheni? That's a good question. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful evening. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Bracha v'atzlacha. It's great to see everybody. Thank you. You made my night. Kol tov. Be well. Have a good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.